Hi, this is Dr. Michael Chagin at the Center for Optimal Health in Plymouth Meeting, Pennsylvania. Welcome to our podcast series. This is podcast number one, recorded on April 14th, 2020. Here we'll talk about antibody testing, the merits and pitfalls.
The material in this podcast is for informational use only. It should not be used as a substitute for advice from a healthcare professional. Please consult with a healthcare professional regarding the application of this material to your own personal needs and situation. This podcast is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Tests are performed when there is information we need that we can get by no other means. Our senses of touch, smell, hearing, and sight give us a lot of information about human functioning, as was utilized by doctors in previous eras. However, when we need quick, accurate information, sometimes technology provides the best quality and quantity of information in the most cost-effective way. Using measurements to detect and prevent infectious diseases, especially when they have deadly consequences, certainly makes us quite reliant upon them. Therefore, when they're not available, we have great anxiety about what to do. We must realize that all tests have certain limitations. We have all heard about the false positive and false negative rate. A false positive result is when a test says that you have something that you don't, whereas a false negative result is where the test says you don't have something that you do. All tests have a certain amount of false positive and false negative results, and therefore if a large population is tested, a certain percentage will get the wrong answer. If major decisions, such as surgery, are based on these tests, then the percentages are important in making decisions about whether to take immediate action or to repeat the test or do a backup test before taking such action. A certain number will get the wrong answer. Can antibodies help us know whether we have been infected or not? The answer is no, because the antibodies are only telling us that the immune system has detected the presence of some foreign invader. Being infected usually means getting sick. And the immune system, if it makes these antibodies early enough and in large enough quantities, then we don't get sick. We can say that we have been infected, but have not had an infection. We can be carriers or have it in us and on us, but we may not be sick from the organism. We can have such a mild infection that we are asymptomatic, in other words, not have any symptoms at all, and yet still have an infection. We could still be contagious at that point. If you listen closely to the language in the reports, they use the word exposed, not infected. This is based on the fact that the body makes antibodies in response to seeing a foreign invader. So, if you test positive for antibodies, it means that your body, your immune system, has detected the invader and has made these molecules in response to it. So, is there value in antibody testing? Yes, because it tells us whether you have been exposed, with the assumption that if you have enough antibodies in your body, they will eventually deactivate any of the organisms that are present and therefore make you not contagious. In addition, antibody testing a population, which will happen after the fact, will tell us what percentage of the population were exposed. And from that, we can figure out the contagiousness rate and the morbidity and mortality rates.
In future podcasts, we'll discuss other aspects of antibody.
This is Dr. Michael Chaikin. Thank you for listening.